Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 24th of July at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the drone delivery company Manna, and we'll be chatting to the minister about those jobs he wants to hire from outside Europe and all of the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Daniel Murray in the Business Post reports that parts of the aircraft leasing sector would be at risk of being hit with double tariffs if a looming EU-US trade war is not avoided. The Transport Minister Dara O'Brien has said. Mr. O'Brien told Bloomberg that Ireland was exposed and that any level of tariffs from the US or counter tariffs from the EU would have a significant impact back home. What Ireland has done with EU colleagues is actually make the case for various sectors and how interconnected we are, Mr. O'Brien said. If you take Boeing, and I've met Boeing, Irish aviation firms are the largest customers of Boeing. We have about 900 planes on order with Boeing. Aircraft leasing is big, and leasing is not just of aircraft, but aircraft parts like engines. There are second-hand planes, for example, that are refurbed and that could be tariffed twice. Politico reports that the World Economic Forum confirmed yesterday that it had launched an investigation into allegations against its founder, Klaus Schwab, following a whistleblower letter that reportedly prompted his resignation. The WEEF, a non-profit best known for its annual gathering of global elites in Davos in Switzerland, said its board unanimously supported the decision to initiate an independent investigation, confirming an earlier report by the Wall Street Journal. The whistleblower letter, allegedly sent by current and former staff, accuses Schwab of financial misconduct, including misuse of WEF funds and inappropriate treatment of employees, the Wall Street Journal had reported on Tuesday. His wife, Hilde Schwab, is also accused of using WEF resources for personal travel. Schwab has strongly denied all the claims. John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that the Department of Finance will break a basic law of economics if it reduces the 2026 budget package in response to US tariffs. Ireland Independent Fiscal Watchdog has warned. The summer economic statement published on Tuesday said that if there was a deterioration in the trade situation, the government would recalibrate its fiscal strategy to ensure the public finances remain stable. However, this is exactly the opposite of standard economic advice, according to the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Counter-cyclical policy means giving more support when the economy is weak and less when it is strong, it pointed out.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.